This is Emma.
And you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today, we are going to be playing 20 questions, but what we're having to guess is the book. So by the end of the 20 questions, we'll have to make a guess of what we think the book is, and we'll see if we're right or wrong.
Yeah.
Are you going to take it easy on me?
No.
Hopefully I didn't take it easy on you either. And hopefully we don't have the same ones.
I know.
I think we probably could.
Because we did books we both read.
Yeah. And for like the first half of the year, we read every single book together. You might have read a couple without me.
Yeah.
I think I read like one without you.
Yeah.
Okay. First, we wanted to share what we are currently reading.
Yeah.
So what you got?
Okay. So I'm currently reading the second book, To Serpent in the Wings of Night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what like the trilogy's called. Or maybe it's like something in Nyxa. I don't know.
Mm.
But anyway, it's The Ashes and the Star-Cursed King. I just finished the novella, Six Scorched Roses. And it was probably one of my like favorite novellas I've ever read.
Hmm.
It was really good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But the second book in the series, it's a little slow right now. So I haven't been motivated to like pick it up. But I'm hoping this weekend we have a wedding and I can, it's like we have a 2-hour drive. So I'm hoping I can knock it out by Saturday night. We'll see.
Are you driving tonight or tomorrow?
We're leaving tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's nice. It's kind of close.
Yeah. It's in Oklahoma, like a super small town.
Mm. All right. Well, yeah. I am currently reading the Happy Ever After playlist.
Love.
Okay, wait, you know what I just found out? Maybe you saw my Goodreads, but AJ, Abby Jimenez, she wrote that book first. Yeah, isn't that crazy? I can't believe it. So she started off her writing career with that book, but because she had Kristen and Josh already in the second book, she thought she needed to go back, well, her editor or whatever, her team, thought she needed to go back in time with them and start off with them. And that's how the whole like interconnected series starts with the friend zone.
Wow. Wait, that's so interesting.
I know. I was like, how would you make your first book about something so sad, like a young widow?
I know.
And then like, I feel like her life has taken like a crazy turn with the Happy Ever After playlist.
Oh, for sure. But I love it.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good. It's good.
But I'm like, she went from that to like this. It's like crazy turn.
Good for her, though.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy. I am liking it. Yeah. I think I do like the friend zone better. Yeah, I think I do.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Kristen was too annoying for me.
It was just so funny.
See, I think Sloan is so funny. Okay, I will say, I love in the Happy Ever After playlist, I love seeing Kristen from Sloan's point of view, because I think Kristen is so much more funny.
Yes.
Because we're not getting her inner thoughts, because I'm like, you're too much, girl. You're too much. All the time.
Kristen is like very weird in this book.
Yeah.
Like the chip bag.
Well, they both do it together.
Yeah. It's like their thing because they're BFFs. But I'm just like, she wasn't that weird in the first one. So I'm like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. She's very vulgar too.
Oh, yeah, she is.
But
yeah.
Okay. Wait, I want to say another book that I just finished.
Oh, okay.
I listened to Practice Makes Perfect,
mm-hmm.
the second book of When in Rome.
First Audible in forever.
Yeah, I haven't listened to an audiobook since, I think, May. Yeah.
Mm.
I loved it. It was probably one of my favorite audiobooks.
No way.
Yeah, it was so good. I, like, laughed out loud multiple times.
Weirdo.
Like, while I'm listening, I'm like, ha, ha, ha. And Tater's like, what?
He's like, what's funny?
I even listened to it in the shower. I was like hooked.
You're crazy. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Is there a third book?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Beg, Borrow, and Steal.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
That's that series?
Mm-hmm.
Is it about the same people?
It's about a sister.
Oh, okay. So is the second book about the first couple?
No, the first book is about, like, the brother
Okay.
And someone, a girl. And then the second book is about one of his sisters and a guy. And the third book is about another sister and a guy.
And it ends there?
I think so, for the first interconnected series.
Do you like that? That it's like a family love storytelling?
Yeah, because you get to, you see them in all the books, mm-hmm. but then you get, you really get to know them
mm-hmm.
in their own book.
Mm-hmm.
There's three sisters, so I don't know if there's a another book for the other sister. I need to look it up. But
do you know when Beg, Borrow, or Steal came out?
I do not.
I'm about to look it up. Oh, wow. It came out January 7th, 2025. So that was like 7 months ago. Oh. So
okay.
You probably have another year for a fourth one, probably.
Wow. Okay.
Let me see. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. In Your Dreams, December 30th, 2025.
Is the fourth one?
Yes.
It's probably going to be about the
of course it is.
Last sister.
Oh, my but gosh.
For Practice Makes Perfect, I really, like, connected to Annie, the sister. Like, I feel like me and Annie are the same.
That's so cool.
So
I need to find books like that.
Yeah.
It's about Steel. Is there a person named Steel? The fourth one?
Not that I know. What's the girl's name?
Madison Walker?
Yep. That's the last sister.
Why is this? Oh, I'm dumb. That's the last word of the last book, Steel. Madison Walker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I really love that. The premise. Okay, wait. Now I have to read those. That sucks.
They're really good.
I have
They're closed door romance, too.
They're what?
They're closed door romance.
Oh.
So it's like lead up, but like nothing explicit. Girl.
Should be reading this.
Sarah Adams, like all her books, I'm pretty sure are like that.
That's such good news.
I know.
I have Cheat Sheet, but now I'm like, should have bought one in Rome. You know what's so funny? You got into this little interconnected series because you thought it was in...
I literally thought it was in Rome, Italy. And I think I've said this before, but I was so... I wasn't like disappointed, but I was just shocked. I was like, bro, Rome... when I read Rome, Kentucky, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And then Tanner made fun of me for like 2 days, like after, and he was like, when in Rome, Kentucky, and I was like, shut up. But it was really good. It was really cute.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. It's like Paris, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what, there's a Miranda Cosgrove movie coming out. It's like Bachelor, Texas Bachelor, and Miranda Cosgrove is one of the bachelorettes because she thought that she was going to Paris, like France, and ended up in Paris, Texas, and they actually filmed, you know, the Eiffel Tower we have with the cowboy hat, they actually filmed there.
Wait, that's kind of cool.
But the actual like bachelor session is like in Vancouver or something. It's like beautiful, there's mountains and stuff. I'm like, that's not Texas.
Yeah,
but it looks so fun. Definitely looks like a girlfriend, like we should get some popcorn and watch it. It's probably a little inappropriate, but we can skip. All right, 20 questions. I'm so excited.
Okay. So Narissa's going to be trying to guess the book I chose with 20 questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my first question. Is it fantasy?
No.
Is it sci-fi?
Wait, that's your one question. Okay, so this is your second one.
Okay. Is it sci-fi? Okay, sci-fi. Did you answer that?
Is it sci-fi? No.
Okay. Is it romance?
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is it it's a romance, like, part of it is, yeah.
Is it romanticy?
No.
Oh, crap. Part of it's romance. Okay, so, like, romance is, like, a side plot. Is it mystery?
Yeah.
Crap. Mystery, romance. Okay. Is it, if we're on, like, what, question 4 or 5?
I think we're on question 5.
Okay, so if I guess what book it is this early, does that count as a question?
Yeah.
Okay, is it We Were Liars?
Nope.
Okay, that sucks. Is it a female author?
Yes.
Okay, romantic mystery, and it's a female author? I hope we didn't do the same one. Is it Listen for the Lie?
Nope.
Okay. Is it None of This is True?
Nope.
You
can't keep guessing books, girl.
Okay. Let's see.
You're on question 8 or 9?
8, I think. Oh, so I'm asking 9. Is it multiple point of view?
Yes.
Crap. You did not take it easy on me. Does somebody die?
No. Not one of the main characters, no.
Well,
Okay, that was question 10.
okay, but someone does die in the book.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
But
someone.
like no one like prevalent.
Okay.
So question 11.
Okay. Okay, romance mystery? You have not read The God of the Woods. And you have not read Broken Country. Mystery. Is it something we've read this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this your 12th question or 13th?
12.
Okay.
I'm looking at my Goodreads and I don't see a lot of mystery books that I read.
Well, it doesn't have to be like you're trying to solve a murder mystery. It's like it could just be something that's like
Okay.
it's not, I wouldn't say it's like mystery.
There's mystery-esque.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody dies. There's romance. A little bit
Okay,
mystery.
don't settle on somebody dies, because that's like not a big like
Okay.
thing of the book.
Like somebody's mom died.
No.
Is it Divine Rivals?
No.
Is it Ruthless Vows?
No, it's not fantasy.
Oh, right. Crap. Wasted two
Okay, so
questions.
you're on question 15.
I want to win. I'm too competitive.
Ask some questions about the book.
Is there a love triangle?
No. I'm surprised you haven't gotten it.
Based off what I already know, or because I'm not asking the right questions?
I don't know. I think maybe ask some different questions.
That was all the questions I had. Okay,
Okay, so you know it's a romance.
wait. Is there like spies? Okay, is it The Blonde Identity? Dude, that was one of my books I was gonna give you. It! Oh, now I have to pick a new book. Dang it.
Okay,
I got it!
blonde identity. Woo!
That's why I wasn't guessing it. Okay, yeah, that I guess that's kind of mystery.
Yeah, it's like
That
suspense,
makes
like
sense.
mystery,
Who died in
romance.
that one? I forgot.
They kill people. It's a
Oh,
spy. So people
okay.
do die technically,
You're
but I
right.
told you not to get hung up on it.
I know you did, but I did. Okay, well, now I have to pick a new book.
Was that the first one you were gonna give?
No, it was gonna be my second one. That sucks. You did that one.
Well, do the first one.
Okay.
Okay. Are
Right.
you gonna you count my questions, 'cause I'll
Oh, yeah.
forget.
I'm probably gonna forget too, but I'll try. Okay.
Okay. Is the genre fantasy?
No.
Okay. Is the genre romance?
No.
Okay. Is the genre mystery suspense?
Yep.
Okay. Is the author female?
Yes.
Is there a podcast element to this book?
Let me think. Yes.
Is it Count My Lies?
Nope, I haven't read that one.
Oh, you haven't.
Mm-mm.
Wait, it's the other one. None of this is true.
Nope.
Oh, it's Listen for the Lie.
Yeah,
Okay, wait.
it
That was one of my books too. Okay, well.
because I had it on my mind. That's why I asked with the last book,
Yeah.
Blonde Identity, if it was mystery. Because I was
Yeah.
like, she probably picked Listen for the Lie. Oh, that is
I forgot
so.
you. Well, you listened to the. I forgot you did that one though.
Yeah, I did. That is so funny. Okay.
Because what book is it that has a podcast element as well? It's
The Rachel, no.
is it None of This Is True?
Yeah, that is a podcast. You mean one that we
Like,
both read?
yeah.
Yeah, None of This Is True. And then that series about the girl,
Oh yeah,
Good Girl Guide to Murder.
yeah, but you haven't read that yet.
Yeah, I thought maybe we were thinking that one. All right. Again, is it fantasy?
No.
Is it sci-fi?
No.
Is it romance?
Yes.
Oh, that is so broad.
I know.
I've read like that. You're evil. I've read like 30 romance books. Let's see. I don't even know where to start. I concede. Oh man. Is it Emily Henry?
Yes.
Oh man.
Hey, that narrows it down
It does.
to a lot.
Don't.
Don't go asking if it's every single book. I want you to
No,
try to
I'm not.
guess. Okay.
Okay. Is one of the characters an author?
No.
Okay. Not Beach Read. Is one of the characters a librarian? Okay, not Funny Story. Book Lovers. Is one of the characters an editor?
Nope.
Are they editors? I can't remember. Like publisher. Like they're the in-between person. People who meet on vacation. She's a blog writer. Okay, is one of the characters a blog writer?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Happy Place. Are the characters involved in fake dating?
Yes.
Okay, so it's gotta be Happy Place.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many questions is that?
I don't know. You got it under 20, though.
Yeah, like 11-ish. That's so funny. Happy Place, you go girl. I love you, Emily Henry.
I know. Well, I was like, okay, what's the least? Because, like, my favorite's Funny Story. Your favorite is Book Lovers. So
Oh
I didn't
yeah.
want to pick those two.
I love that book. I could read it again. Let's see. I kind of want to read her books before she was popular. Have you seen them?
No.
The Love That Split the World.
No.
I don't even know what it's about. A Million Junes. That sounds fun. Yeah, that's about it. You know what? I met a lady. She's older, probably 60. But she's an author. In her retirement, she started writing.
That's cool.
Yeah. She's got like 8 reviews. But kind of want
Hey,
to read
you
it
go,
because I
girl.
know her, you
Yeah.
know? Okay. I was trying to see if Emily Henry has any new books lined up, but I'm not finding her very well. Pause. Yeah, I don't see anything. She's probably keeping it under wraps. Okay.
Okay.
All right, you
Got
start.
one?
Yeah, you start guessing.
Okay, you count.
All right.
Is it fantasy?
No.
Is it romance?
No.
Is it sci-fi?
No. Kind of. Sorry.
Kind of sci-fi. Kind of sci-fi.
Don't get caught up.
What did I ask? If it's fantasy, romance, sci-fi, is it mystery too?
Then yeah, I guess so a little bit, yeah.
A mystery sci-fi? Is the author a guy?
No.
Okay.
I feel like I'm keeping a secret from you.
Yeah.
Like I just need to tell you.
So it's a mystery sci-fi. The author is a woman.
Correct.
Is the book short?
Yeah.
I Who Have Never Known Men.
Yeah. Dang it. Oh man. Okay, but that's kind of hard, right?
Yeah, but that was good. That was a good pick.
Thank you so
I forgot about
much.
that book.
Good. That's the point.
That was good. That was good.
Ugh, I don't recommend that book, y'all.
I liked it. You have to come open mind, Narissa.
She's too French for me. They are too body positive. I am body negative.
That's funny. Okay.
I understand why people like it. It's just not my tea.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
Oh no. Why are you laughing? Oh man.
All right.
Okay.
Wait. No, I'm not ready.
You know what I was thinking though? I Who Have Never Known Men. I think it's like dystopian sci-fi.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
You just
but
didn't
okay.
ask dystopian. And then you said mystery, and I was like, oh yeah, it kind of is. Because you're
Yeah.
like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's fair. Okay. Hold on. You haven't read any Lynn Painter books yet, have you?
No.
Okay. Okay, I picked my book.
Okay, is it dystopian?
Nope.
Is it romance?
Nope. Well,
Is
there's like romance elements, yeah.
Okay. Is it sci-fi?
Nope.
Thank God. Is it fantasy?
Yes.
Oh no. Okay, a little romancy. I kind of feel like I know what you're gonna say. Is it love triangle? Eventually.
Okay. This specific book, no.
Okay, is it powerless?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
This is your seventh guess.
Okay, you said romanticy, not well, it will eventually be a love triangle, or it could have one.
I just said this specific book, there's not a love triangle in it. Like,
Reckless.
yeah, it is reckless.
Oh!
Was too
Crazy.
easy.
Dude, you're not gonna believe me. Powerless is my next one. Look.
That's so funny. Okay.
Dude, why are we on the same wavelength?
Because,
This is why we're friends.
yes.
Get out. Well, now I have to find a new book.
Sorry.
Too funny. I hated
I
Reckless.
just, I loved it. It had every single trope I love.
You don't think that they were too mad at each other to be satisfied by the love? Because their first kiss, they were angry at each other.
Yeah, but I think they were already in love.
They were, yeah, in the first
And
one.
they were just so mad at what happened. They still loved each other. I think that's what made it so good. It's like, I love you, but I'm so angry with you. So I'm gonna poke fun at you and be mean to you, even though I love you. Like when he cuts her hair, I was like, thank you, Kai Azer. Like, I'm like, love him.
Okay, at that point, that was love. When they're on their own, going back to
When
the.
they're chained together, I'm like, love it. One bed, love it.
Yeah, but the beginning, where like in the fighting scene, the boxing ring, not love. I think it turned off. I think it was love, and it was like, I hate your guts. Now I hate your guts.
Enemies to lovers.
But it was like enemies to lovers to enemies, and I was like, rip
Well,
my
I think
heart
it
out.
was, I wouldn't say it was initially enemies to lovers.
Yeah, it was like, you bug me.
Yeah. And then it became like enemies to lovers in that second book. I think they were like, I don't think the love ever like really like turned off. But
It just did not satisfy me.
no, I loved it. But that's
Powerless was
okay.
really good. Powerless was really good.
Powerless was really good. Fearless was really good. Reckless was really good. Powerful was really good. I'm so excited for Fearful. I took a day off work to read it.
I know. You're her
I'm so
number one
excited. I'm
fan.
gonna be at Barnes & Noble at 10 a.m. when they open, or 9 a.m. whenever they open. First in line.
You should go to the one in Rockwell now.
Is it open?
I'm sure it will be by then. What is it,
Okay.
September?
September 2nd is when it comes out.
You know the date. That's so funny.
Because I took off work.
Okay. I have my book, I think.
Okay.
Currently?
Is it fantasy?
No.
Is it romance?
It has elements.
Is it dystopian?
Probably technically, but not. It has elements. Sorry.
Is it like mystery suspense?
A little bit of suspense.
So it's like a dystopian romance suspense.
Yeah, but the romance is elements. It's not like big plot.
Is it Scythe?
No.
Wow,
That was
okay.
a good one, though. Scythe was good. The rest of the series, trash.
Trash, yeah. We haven't read a lot of like dystopian-ish books this year. Is it a female author?
No.
It's a male author?
I stopped counting your questions. You're probably like six.
It's a male author. Did I already ask if it's fantasy? Yeah, I did.
You're dead.
Is it science fiction?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Is it freaking Red Rising?
No. I wouldn't do that
Okay, good.
to
Is it in that trilogy?
you. No.
Okay.
Good question. That helped you out.
It did. Dystopian romance subplot. Would you say science fiction? Did you say yes or no?
I said it
It's science fiction.
is. I finally got you. I think you're on like
Is
10.
physics part of the book?
I knew you were going to say that. Yes, technically.
Is it dark matter?
No, that's like 12.
You just went from 10 to 12.
Yeah, because you asked two
Oh, I
questions.
did?
Yeah.
Bro, dystopian science fiction mystery suspense. Have I read it this year?
Of course, yes. No, that's 13.
Mickey 7?
Yeah. A
Girl, that's not dystopian.
little bit,
It's
because they're
all
on
science,
Mars.
but it's like science fiction.
But I said it is science
How
fiction
is it mystery?
because of like the bugs and stuff.
Girl, that's not
I said
mystery.
elements. I didn't say it was strictly a mystery.
Girl. Okay. I still got under 20.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
Oh, that's a hard one though, huh?
that was good. I was like thinking, I was like, because I don't have it up there because I'm getting rid
Yeah,
of it.
I know. You kept looking up at your shelf. I was like,
Because I literally hated that book, so I'm getting rid of it.
hee. Threw it
Okay.
away. Okay, I think it's kind of mystery though, because like he would have like experiments on him. You know, like, oh, will this hurt him and kill him? And will he have to
But
reincarnate?
see, I feel like that's the science fiction of it, personally. Because it is, they're on Mars, they live in Mars.
Yeah, but it's like kind of investigative, you know what I mean? Can you see what I'm seeing?
I'm not really picking up what you're putting down, but it's okay.
Well, pick
We're
it
on
up.
different wavelengths on this one. That's okay.
Okay, but you got it.
I did. I got it. That's all that
I
matters.
did say it is sci-fi.
Yeah. Well, then you said dystopian, mystery, suspense,
Well, just
romance. I'm like literally every genre except
yeah.
for fantasy.
Well, because you know he's got a girlfriend. Okay, but yeah, like dystopian's like when the society is different than normal, and that is true. It's like 100 people living on Mars,
Yeah, but to me, like
and
science,
they
that's science fiction because it's like in outer space. So like that's just, I think maybe we like categorize it differently. So maybe that's what threw me off.
yeah,
But
definitely.
that's okay.
And they eat schlop for dinner.
Yeah, they eat like goo.
I guess
But
that
like
is kind of
that's,
science
yeah.
because
See,
it's.
like I would only classify that book as science fiction,
Yeah.
personally.
I said elements. It's got elements.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Let me see. Ooh, I got one. I've got one. Do you
I've
have
got
one?
one.
You do?
I really hope it's not the same,
Oh,
but you're
gosh.
guessing this time, so. All right. This one
Okay.
might be kind of hard.
Uh-oh. Okay. I don't want to give myself away. All right. Is it fantasy?
Nope.
Is it sci-fi?
Nope.
Is it romance?
Nope.
Is it mystery?
Nope.
Is it historical fiction?
Nope.
Crap. Is it young adult?
I don't know if it's young adult.
I don't
I
know.
don't think so.
Okay. Is
But I
it a
don't know.
female author?
Let me check.
A majority of the books we read are female authors, so I shouldn't have asked that question. I think that's my seventh question.
Yeah, it's a female author.
Female author. Ugh, that didn't help me.
Yeah, we're at seven.
And did I guess the genre?
No, you haven't. Well, you've guessed all the
Young
genres, but
adult.
yeah, I don't think it's young adult though.
Okay, did I say I said mystery?
Yeah, and it's not.
Okay. What now I'm gonna have to look up what genres there are. Is there magic? We didn't read biographies.
There's a genre you haven't said.
That's crazy. Dystopian?
Nope.
So there's another genre I have not said. Is it a classic?
Nope. I
That
don't read
was.
classics.
I know, but. Oh, wait, you didn't even pick up Love and Friendship. I did.
So
Okay.
that's your 10th question.
Is it a book we read this year? Kind of thinking drama, coming of age. But I don't want to ask you yet. Do you count thriller and mystery as the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it fiction?
Yeah.
Is it Eleanor Oliphant?
Yep.
Oh, yes. Bam, baby. Oh! Because everything is
Yep.
fiction, you know? But that one is like strictly
That one's
fiction.
strictly fiction.
Oh, so good. That book was okay.
I
That
hated it.
was a
It was a
good
good,
pick.
like, okay. So it was a good book,
Yeah.
at the end, you know.
Yeah.
But like overall, no.
But was the ending worth reading the
No.
book? No.
No. I did think the like premise of the book was awesome.
Yeah.
It was just boring. And the Scottish lingo, I couldn't understand half the things they were saying. So
Liked it. I liked the lingo part. But yeah, like 90% of the book was boring. And then you're like, oh. And you're like, wow.
I know.
And then it's like, oh. You know, that's like 10% of the book.
Yeah.
So definitely not worth the read.
But and, like, that was a good pick for me.
Yeah, it was so good. Because, like, fiction is everything. Fiction is fantasy, romance, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is strictly fiction. Mm-hmm. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why it's boring.
It could be technically, like, coming of age. Kind yeah. of. Like.
Yeah, but she's, like 30, no?
Well, I guess maybe more, like, identity, like, finding.
Yeah.
But.
It's like, you know, 13 Reasons Why? Did mm-hmm. you watch that? You mm-hmm. know how it makes you feel?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Eleanor Oliphant made me feel.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even finish 13 Reasons Why.
I never finished it.
Ugh. Gross. Oof. Okay. Are you ready for your last one?
No.
I hope you don't guess it fast.
Okay. Is it a fantasy?
No.
You're counting?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it romance?
Elements.
Is it science fiction?
No.
The dystopian?
No.
Is it a mystery, thriller, suspenseful book?
Elements.
Okay, so it's a romance mystery book. Because it's not fantasy, it's not science fiction, it's not dystopian.
Not mystery. You asked kind of three.
Well, I put those into one genre. Like mystery, thriller, suspense.
Okay, but suspense is different than mystery.
But mystery creates suspense.
Okay, so I'll say no to your question then.
What's my question?
You said, is it mystery, thriller, or suspense?
So it's not any of this.
I think it is.
But you just said no.
But you'll be confused because of your thought process. Okay. I think it's suspenseful, but I'm helping you out. So
okay, so it's a suspenseful romance.
But there's elements of romance. It's not about romance.
So is it mainly suspense?
A lot of it is suspenseful.
Okay. Okay.
What is that, like six?
No, I would say that's like four. Because we were confused.
Okay. I have it up there. Is that one of your questions?
No. I'm talking to myself. Is there a love triangle?
Yes.
Do I hate this book?
No.
Okay. So that means it's not One True Love's.
No. That's okay. Funny. Suspenseful. Yeah, I guess it's kind of suspenseful.
It's like kind of suspenseful.
Yeah.
Who is she going to choose? You said there's a love triangle. Mm-hmm. So.
This is a funny.
Do I have it on my shelf?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't read these books in a while, so I'm like trying to think, who has a love triangle?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Count My Lies.
I haven't read that one.
No, you haven't. Okay, so it's not between Count My Lies. It's between None of This Is True. That's the only one up there that we've both read.
Mm-hmm.
Is it None of This Is True?
No.
Huh?
Ask more questions, because you're caught up. You're cold.
I'm cold?
Yeah. You know, hot and cold, you're cold.
I'm trying to think of a romance that is suspenseful. You said there's elements of romance.
Yeah.
Did you hate this book?
No.
You loved it?
Is that another question?
Yeah, I guess.
I loved it.
You loved it.
If I'm right, you have like 11 questions left.
Okay. Is there a TV show about this book?
No. What do you think it was?
I don't know. I'm just confused about what the genre is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is not a question. I'm just clarifying. The genre, because it's not fantasy, dystopian, or sci-fi.
Right.
So the genre would be like suspense with romantic elements.
The book is suspenseful.
But what's the genre?
That's your problem to figure out.
But it's not, wait, but hold on. It's not, you're not classifying it as like a strict romance.
Nope. And I'm not classifying it as a strict suspense. So ask questions about genre, probably.
Yeah, but there's no other genres. Because it's not dystopian, it's not fantasy, it's not science fiction. Is it historical fiction?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you got me. I forgot
yeah,
about
it. Oh, yay, breakthrough.
Is it the women?
Yeah.
Love triangle. Was
yeah,
there a love triangle?
He's married.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Oh, I forgot about historical fiction.
Yeah, I know. I was like, come on.
I don't even think about that.
Ask questions.
Yeah, it was cold when I was looking at my, like,
I know, you're, mystery, like, looking at your thriller section. I was like, no, turn your head.
I forget about, because I don't read a lot of historical fiction.
I know.
So I forget about it.
I know. And I think it was the last book you gave me. I was like, is it historical fiction? And she's doing the same book again. So I was hoping I didn't give it away when I asked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so funny.
That was fun.
That was a good episode.
That was fun.
That was exciting. And then, like, people listening, they get to, like, learn about the books before they read them, too.
Yeah, and they get to, like, play along.
Yeah.
Because you try to guess when you're listening.
I'm sure everyone's like, come on, it's the women, duh.
I know. They probably think I'm stupid.
No.
Well, the fact that I forgot historical fiction was a genre.
I know.
So, I was like, I was really looking at my Goodreads, and I classify all my books into a genre.
Oh.
And I was looking, I was like, fantasy, romance, mystery, dystopian, fiction, science fiction, and I literally have historical fiction at the bottom.
Oh,
but I was just like not thinking. You're, I, like, don't know.
Nah. I got you though.
You did. But I still guessed it under 20.
Yeah, did
we guessed, both did.
Yeah, every single one. Under
20. Yeah.
Because we love our books.
Yeah.
We love this.
That was really fun.
Yeah. And we should have our listeners, like, send in episode ideas.
Yeah,
and fun. I like this kind of game style that we're doing.
I do too.
What did we do last week?
What did we do last week?
Who's most likely to?
Yeah, who's most likely to? That was fun.
Yeah, I want to do more like sleepover games, but book edition.
Yeah,
that'd be so fun.
That was fun.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening.
If you have any ideas for podcast episodes, mm-hmm. please DM us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Let us know. Overdue Conversations. Mm-hmm. Is it pod or no?
Yeah, pod.
Okay.
Because there's another podcast, but they haven't posted in a while. It has the same name.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, y'all.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you next week. Bye.